It's going to be the most awful podcast ever.
Wow, that's a great way to start it off.
What, is it recording now?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to make this announcement right now. This is Kyle Fulton with Start Button News, and during the entirety of this podcast, I will be racing to the finish of Pokemon Snap. I have no idea why, it just seemed amusing. Ah, crap, it's not working. Hold on. Get a blowing.
Classic Nintendo product.
Well, I love the old days, man. I miss those days. Back when you could just, if something was broken, you're just blowing it, and it works again.
It's sad to me to see an N64 game having to be blown into. I must admit, Kyle, you take really crappy care of your stuff.
It's a good care of the disc.
Now he first blew into the 64 cartridge, now he's blowing into a Kleenex.
Hey, I have...
Quit blowing, Kyle!
I have pneumonia.
You blow, Kyle.
Pneumonia, that's it. The P is silent.
So, I also own this game.
Oh, lots of us do.
Oh,
lots of us regret owning this game.
I stole my copy, so it's okay. I conned someone else into buying it.
There was no conning involved with me. I just flat out stole it.
Remember they had those Pokemon Snap machines? How useless was that?
Yeah, that didn't last long at all.
I bet Nintendo lost a shit ton of money on that.
Oh, I bet they did too. I mean, this game to me has always been really fun to just kind of do a speed run through if you're really bored, but it's not really good for anything else. I'm writing my name in now. That's right, Pokemon Snap with commentary. We're geniuses. So,
this is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, it really is. Where the hell did I put my phone? It tells me what day it is. Where did I put my phone?
It's the 7th dial.
Wednesday.
It is now Wednesday, January 7th at 2:35 p.m., 2009! Oh, it's only what, like 7 months after our last podcast?
Come on, Standard Eastern Time.
Yeah, Standard Eastern Time, yeah. Shut up, Oak, I just want to take
care of it. Kind of makes me want to see how old this game is.
It's exceptionally old. I'm guessing 1999 or 8.
I don't know.
Get the box.
What?
Get the box.
I don't have the box.
I have the box.
I didn't keep N64 boxes. They're cardboard.
That's what makes them so great.
Yeah, but I kept yours because I wanted to...
Because I keep mine.
No, I know you keep yours. That's why I kept yours when you lent it to me.
They're pretty.
So after approximately 3.5 years, I have just returned to Porter his copy of Shadows of the Empire.
You're losing.
By the way, don't you have my copy of Bone Season 1?
It's directly above you.
Okay.
Somewhere. I will attempt to give it back to you today.
Directly above you.
My general rule... Yeah, Keith, it's in the ceiling. My general rule, Keith, is that if you forget it here after this, it is now mine.
Putting it in my bag.
I attempt to give people back the stuff that they borrow to me, lend to me, that borrow to lend to me.
In bag now.
Okay, so...
A 10-year-old game.
The whole point of all of this is that
like
it's
I said,
now,
1998.
Yeah,
99.
1998.
Ah,
this isn't
a... It's close.
99, really?
It's closer than all of you.
The 10-year anniversary
of Pokemon Snap.
That it's 99.
June 30th.
Yeah, I don't care if it's June. We can just go by the year.
By the time this... We could put this up in June, then.
I don't want to put this up in June.
Well, no,
just make another one in June and do it again.
Knowing Keith, it'll end up in June.
There's Snorlax right there. Hey, Meowth, it's going on. Meowth! Why can only one of them talk?
Because that was 4Kids' decision?
I don't think so. It was the Japanese's decision.
Yeah, they had it first.
Yeah. 4Kids didn't make it. Well, okay, so this is a stupid conversation. Anyways, basically what we were going to talk about is,
plan? Nobody told me.
Well, yeah. Do we have a plan this time?
Maybe we go through the games that we liked last year and what might be coming out this coming year.
Okay, definitely, yeah. Definitely a New Year's sort of podcast. If you haven't noticed yet, we've kind of stopped trying to plan our podcasts in advance and started just, you know, flinging the shit out there and seeing what happens.
We are like monkeys.
No. Well, if you mean the kind with the typewriters, then yes. If you mean the poo-flinging kind, then definitely not.
Well,
I don't fling poo.
I spent all that time eating peanut butter, and we're not flinging poo?
No, we are not.
I spent all that time masturbating, and we're not flinging poo?
What?
Keith, you're done.
Yeah, Keith, you're not allowed to talk today.
That's a 10-minute penalty for Keith.
Yeah,
you'll
he'll be in the box. He'll
hear
him
back at 15 minutes.
No, Keith. Not even muffled. No talkie-talkie, Keith. So, Porter.
Yeah.
Completely un-Keith related. I've already gotten bored. So, I've already gotten bored of Pokemon Snap, and I think perhaps this was a rash decision.
Oddly enough, he's already halfway through it.
Yeah, it takes very little effort. So, games that came out last year that you... There are a lot! Was a big year.
I'm a poor, poor man.
Yeah, I am too.
I have every good game that you can even think of.
Yeah.
As long as it's not on the Xbox.
The only two...
Which is Gears of War 2. So.
And Fable 2.
Fable 2 is a very good game, but I haven't had a chance to really get into it yet. I'm hoping it'll be arriving shortly from Gamefly, because I've only seen it at a friend's house before.
It was quick to go through. I was able to get through it in about a week of just playing through.
Fable was like that, too, so I expected that.
But you can still go through and do more with the game after that. My favorite part is how I, already being married and having a kid, proposed to the town choir in front of my wife and kid, and then proceeded to marry the town choir and take him...
Did you by chance mean squire or crier?
Crier. Town choir.
Because you've been saying choir, and that's like giving me images
choir.
Of you marrying a choir. Like,
yeah, like
a whole
bunch of
choir.
People.
Like they're all like, yes!
So what exactly are you saying?
I then murdered the town crier.
Crier. So the one that's like, hear ye, hear ye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I then took him outside of the town and then
him?
Slaughtered it. Yes.
Yeah, no, you can marry men and women in it. It's very, very homocentric.
Why are you shooting the pidgey's butt?
Because it's a great picture.
All about pidgeys.
Pidgey anus. Only 1995. Pidgey anus.
Yeah, not very expensive.
No.
No.
No, I can't go through the portal. I gotta take all the pictures before I get there. All of them. Damn it. Anyways.
Yeah. One of my favorite achievements was the fact that you can have a threesome.
So you know what really, really... Wow, cool.
I know.
No, you know what really, really muffed my miffle? That's a weird... Okay, my point is it pissed me off.
Okay.
I am not in any way pleased with the fact that Grand Theft Auto decided after the fact... to add trophies that were not retroactive.
Oh, yeah, that was annoying.
What that means is that I, having nearly beaten Grand Theft Auto, have wasted my time in doing so because I don't get to prove it.
What's sad is you haven't beat it yet.
Look, I got bored, I don't play it that much, and then when it came time to come around, I started over.
You know what's even worse for me? I started Grand Theft Auto over, and, I had already beaten it, and I started it over because I wanted to do the missions again because they're fun.
Yeah.
And... it was about a week of play, probably 10 hours or so, then they announced the trophies.
Oh.
So all of those early trophies that you get, I have to do it again. Again, a third time, and I only wanted to do it twice.
And while the person who owns a 360 here hasn't had to worry about that.
Because you don't even have Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yes, I do.
Oh, if you beat it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I haven't...
Keep beating games throws me off. That's why I had to look directly into his eyes to make sure he wasn't lying.
Yeah, it is kind of... Well, anyways, so...
Keep beating games is a rare thing.
But back to good games, games that I really loved that came out last year.
Dead Space.
Dead. I was going to get there. I was going to save it for last, because it's the best one. But Dead Mother... Fuggin' space. And there were G's in there. That was very clearly almost swearing.
Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge was a very unique and interesting experience.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers.
Wow, it's hard to believe that was actually last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still need to go back and finish the rest of the achievements. Basically, I did the hardest achievement the game had to offer and then just kind of didn't play it anymore. But gotcha. I really want to do the other ones, but they're
so
tedious.
BioShock.
The PS3 one, but I don't think that really can
count. It doesn't count.
I count it as I couldn't own it before, but now look at my shelf. BioShock.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
I was going to get there. I was trying to avoid the topic
today.
Because Porter would probably... Well, it's because I'm playing... Yeah, so, Metal Gear Solid 4, the great golden god and almost best of the series, bested easily by 3 still, but still a really damn good game. I loved every minute of it. And there were a lot of those minutes because of those absolutely unending cutscenes.
I watched the ending on YouTube because that's all I gave it to care about, and it was the most convoluted, pretentious pile of crap I've ever seen in my life. So I'm glad I didn't play it.
So it's a Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah. It was so utterly bad.
I love him.
The dude took 45 minutes to die. He was dying for 45 minutes.
What's your point?
It was horrible.
He was dying of natural causes. It takes time.
He, like, stumbled from gravestone to gravestone, offering Snake more stupid, useless advice that he got from the first game, and it was horribly annoying.
It's just very Japanese.
So repetitive and...
Oh, like, Keith forgot to turn off his phone! What did it say?
Oh. Keith, turn off your phone.
No, my ringtone is the theme to How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I noticed.
How was Little Big Planet?
Oh, this is the greatest disappointment of my life.
We're both disappointed.
I got in on the beta. I played it for a few days, and I absolutely loved it. Little did I realize just how much of my life would have to be consumed by the game for me to enjoy it even a little bit.
Yeah.
Basically, like, you can't find the levels you want to find when you want to find them that other people have made. The main game itself is incredibly boring.
The thing is, you don't know what you're looking for.
And you have to devote your life to making levels. The only good levels that are out there are the ones that took, like, 90 hours for people to make. That, I swear to God, they must be structural engineers or, like, frickin' Michael Schofield or something for it to be any good at all.
Here's Kyle name-dropping again.
What?
Anyway, we both bought the game and we're both extremely disappointed. The hype train on Little Big Planet is quite the steamboat.
Yeah, like
not a train at all.
Both Porter and I got caught up in this hype train, and it's usual for me to get hyped out, but for Porter to get snagged up in this thing, I mean, it was absurd.
I was disappointed. I spent 25 hours making a level of mine. It was
a pretty good level,
and
nobody's ever played it.
And only 20 people ended up playing it due to the crappy search engine. So the fact that there's over 2 million some odd levels, half of which, you know, weren't even given a thought or even a fart in the wind, end up getting, you know, picked or you can't even find it. When you know a search engine is ridiculously horrible, when you try to find your own level and you can't, that's when you know it's really horrible and also a good reason why no one has even played it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to search the name because I was thinking to myself, okay, I'm a casual player, I'm looking for a level, and I don't know the name of it because who would psychically know the name of my level, right?
Right.
So I just tried to find it, and I clicked on the cool levels or whatever, and I flipped through 45 pages, and I never found my level. And then there were no more pages. And then I searched a word that was associated to my level that one of the 20 people managed to put to it, and still did not come up with my level.
Basically what we're saying is you have to be blind and dumb in order to find a level and just randomly flounder your way around.
So, you know, if you want to spend 50 hours making a level that nobody in their right mind would ever find to play, go for that. That's good fun.
The beta was fun, because there were so few people involved that you could actually find decent levels. Like, one of the coolest ones I've ever been in. Like, this is what got me on the hype train. I'm going to be really honest about this. It was one level, one guy made, you don't do anything. All I did, if you know the game, you know that when you're assembling a level, you can make it so that when you pass a certain point, a little speaker will make a certain sound. You can make all kinds of sounds, tones, just all kinds of things.
Are you talking about the music level?
Yeah.
There's like 400 of those.
Yeah,
now.
But the one that I found, the one that really got me, is I got on a little thing and it trucked me past it at the right speed to play Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
And it was really flippin' cool.
Yeah, there are so many
of
those now.
Like, I can't even find them now.
No, there are a million of them.
I don't even...
So would you compare Little Big Planet to the thousand monkeys typing at typewriters?
Yeah, it tends
to be that. Kyle's right when he says it's not much fun anymore either. Basically, you only do two things. You jump, and you can grab onto stuff.
Yep.
And really, that's it. I mean,
all the fun was in the creativity of the levels.
Right.
But
the fun now is in the creativity. And really, the only thing that juiced me up about the game last I played it was I played Little Dead Space, and that was really fun. It was really good. But it'll probably be modded.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, because MM, whatever their name is, what is it?
I don't even know.
Multitasking Media. I don't know. That's what I'd call them. I don't know their name.
They're being bitches on.
They're modding everything. So the fact that it has Dead Space in it probably will make it modded. They modded the Mario levels. They've modded the Batman levels. All of those things have been modded.
So basically, they give us this world and they say, "Be as creative as you want. Create whatever you want." And then we do. And then they're like, "No, no, you can't make that. Oh, yeah, no."
That kind of bothered me in general about the game, that everybody decided to try to make copies of stuff they already liked.
Yours was pretty good.
Mine was.
I liked yours.
All I did was make a castle. That's all I did.
But it was a fun little castle. I enjoyed it. It wasn't the coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
No.
But I mean, it was worthwhile.
Yeah, and you played the one that was, like, ridiculously hard to beat.
Yeah, so. I played the original version.
I changed it up and made it easier, but still people didn't play it, so it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it felt like a spectacular waste of time. Now, for me, big surprises, things that came out of nowhere and were amazing games, Far Cry 2.
Far Cry 2 is good.
Far Cry 2 is a great game. I've loved every minute of it. I still haven't beat it. I had to borrow Porter's copy because I sent mine back to GameFly.
Yeah. The only unfortunate thing is after 10 hours, that game is so repetitive.
It is extremely repetitive, but that's why I occasionally, like every couple days, I'll pick it up and do a mission or two and then put it down again.
So. Literally every single mission is exactly the same. I mean, exactly the same. You go to a guy tells you where to go, you go to where the guy tells you to go, and you kill everything there, and then you bring him back something, or killing everything there is what he wanted.
Yeah.
And the only alternative to these missions is a buddy will... And this is the most retarded part, is when you get a mission, your buddy will call you up and say, "No, I got a better way to do it." So you have to go to him first, do what he wants, then do what the other guy wants. So you're essentially doing two missions in one, which is the same mission twice. So that's annoying. The best, what made it so addicting was the explosions. Basically, once you get the grenade launchers and rocket launchers, setting things on fire is extremely amusing.
The weapon system was fun. It's the weapons that I love.
Yeah,
I mean, they're realistic. They're realistic, but it feels like an old Turok game.
Yeah,
just because they're fun.
Blowing things up was great.
I like using a flare gun to set fire to enemy camps.
Oh, yeah.
The fire is so dynamic and real. It's really cool.
That's what keeps you going.
Yeah.
You go to a spot, basically, you know you have to kill everything, but you want to see how well it blows up.
Yeah.
Because there are different areas that'll blow up better than others, and it's just enjoyable.
You need
to get to the part where you get the grenade launcher, like the Uber grenade launcher.
The just one-handed one?
No. There's a better one. There's one with a sniper scope on it. And I couldn't put the game down after that.
I need to get that.
Basically, you could hit somebody from like a mile away with this sniper scope grenade launcher. It was like, boom, and then you just see a boom. It was so fantastic.
That's awesome.
I'd buy the game just for that again.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. I was going to say, for me, Fallout 3 was a huge surprise, but I know that a lot of people were anticipating
Everybody
it, so it's not
game.
Really fair to call it a surprise.
That's like,
I just,
that was like one of the best-selling games this year.
It surprised me, let me put it that way.
I was late to the podcast.
Disappointment.
I was late to the podcast today because I was playing it.
Yeah, the least surprising disappointment of the year was Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Now, I rented it.
We also
I played
that
it. Classic Banjo-Kazooie, okay? Very funny, very fun. Until you realize that it's literally nothing but a vehicle game gimmick that's absolutely a huge waste of your time. At the beginning of the game, they have the Lord of the Games, Log, come and declare, you know, he's just sick of Gruntilda and Banjo and Kazooie fighting over Spiral Mountain. So, it's all well and good. The reason it took 8 years for the game to come out is supposedly because it took 8 years for Gruntilda's severed head to hop back to Spiral Mountain, which is hilarious. Like I said, it's a very, very funny game. Definitely well-written, you know, classic Banjo-Kazooie. So if that's all you're looking for, that's great. But it insulted me immediately. It basically came flat out, and they literally had this character state that no one wants to play collect games anymore, and that anybody who wants to play Banjo-Kazooie is really old-fashioned and boring.
But let's release it on Xbox Live Arcade anyways.
Well, that's not even it. It's, what if I wanted just Banjo-Kazooie 3? And I'm not the only one. The people who liked Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie didn't want a gimmicky vehicle game. The vehicles are fun, it would have been nice to have them included, but that's not what I want to play when I see the words Banjo-Kazooie. I want frickin' Banjo-Kazooie. The quirkiest, most highly entertaining go-find-it game ever. It's nothing but collecting a ton of stuff, and I know that, and I understand that, and I know that that's kind of a tired formula. But nobody ever did it better than Banjo-Kazooie that wasn't Super Mario 64.
That wasn't a Mario game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mario is...
Mario's god.
Yeah, it's the god of go-find-it. I mean, my point is, what was Super Mario Galaxy but a go-find-crap game with gravity effects? I mean, it's not outdated.
That was the best game I've played ever.
It was extraordinarily fun. That's my point, though. That's exactly my point, is that when you take a go-find-it thing and then add something else to it to mix it up, that makes it fun again, which is why they should have taken just standard Banjo-Kazooie, the old moves and all, and added the vehicles. But instead, they focused so much on those vehicles that I seriously just lost interest. It just wasn't fun anymore.
You know what I spent beating over the holiday break?
What?
Eternal Sonata. Ooh, that game was awesome.
Hey, and now you're yelling on me about cell phones.
He always has his cell phone.
Yeah, but I don't answer it. I'm just texting.
I didn't answer mine.
That's right, world. I have a girlfriend.
It won't last.
It's going to last. She's wonderful. Shut up.
That's why it won't last.
You know, if she heard you say that, she would probably nod.
We joke. We kid.
Well, no, she just now texted me about looking for the animated Resident Evil movie. I think she might be about to pick it up for me, so that saves me some time right there. Oh, so anybody that actually reads our blog, which of course nobody does, knows how I felt about Downfall, the Dead Space movie. So read it, and then you'll know.
And then you'll know.
Yeah, and then you'll know.
I posted like 8 things already in the past 5 months
or so. I posted one and then promptly forgot my password again.
That's sad.
I'm really bad at this.
You just need to link it to a Google account and you'll always have it.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
My disappointment, I said when the Wii came out that I would be interested in seeing an NHL game, a hockey game, for the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, once we...
I retracted that once I played a hockey game for the Wii.
Well, once we figured out how the Wii mechanics actually work, you can understand that a lot of things don't really work with the Wii remote.
I can't see a hockey game working with a Wii remote.
It will once they get out the Wii Motion Plus, because then it'll be a 1-to-1 ratio, and then everything you actually do will conform to the screen.
But then how will you control your feet?
You don't have to control. Why would you control your feet?
Skate.
Yeah,
joystick is for.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're holding the joystick, then you can hardly hold a hockey stick properly.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about hockey!
It's a Wiimote!
I know it's a Wiimote, but it's a Wiimote in a sports game.
The way that
you don't make any sense.
We already had it sense. Is that you control it with the joystick, and then you use the Wiimote to shoot it in.
Right, but I assume that we're talking about the 1-to-1 ratio and the fact that it does everything you do, that we're talking about making a far more interactive hockey game experience where you would actually swing the stick.
The Wiimote
as if you
is
were
the
swinging
stick.
It at the, that's my point. Which means that because it's a stick, you have to hold it the same way that you hold the golf club.
Why would you have to hold
game.
It with two hands?
You wouldn't, but it wouldn't feel right to do this. This doesn't feel right.
But a lot of players,
that's not what we're talking about.
No.
The whole reason why the Wiimote doesn't work as it stands right now is because it detects things by how fast the little marble thing in it moves. And because of that fact, it can move ever so slightly, and you're moving it in real time, but the thing doesn't know you're moving it. And that's what makes the Wiimote flawed as it stands right now.
Yeah.
But when the Wii Motion Plus comes out, that basically fixes it. And I've seen videos, and it looks really ridiculous.
I don't know. And I think just the 2K series has really gone downhill.
Well, yeah.
Because I decided, okay, fine, screw the Wii version. I'll just get it for the 360, try it out on there. Same programming errors.
Sports game.
I was up by 20. The other day, I pulled the goalie to try to catch up.
That's what happens on hockey games in normal difficulty. I never play a hockey game on anything but the hardest setting. Because it's always too easy.
Or I love how the opposite team's goalie is always named Osgood. Osgood stops the puck. That's Harvey Norman.
Well, that's a problem.
Yes.
Either way, I would refuse to buy a sports game on the Wii just because I only have one rule as far as graphics are concerned, and it only applies to sports games.
Hmm.
Like, I'm usually not a stickler for good graphics when it comes to RPGs or action games or anything
His
else.
His favorite one of all time is Xenogears, which...
Yeah, but... You know. But graphics, yeah, but I feel that graphics are important when you're playing a sports game or anything that's supposed to resemble actual real life.
Right.
So a racing game with actual cars would comply with that rule, too. But if it's something like F-Zero, I want F-Zero. I want F-Zero, Nintendo! You suck!
I want Pikmin!
Fuck F-Zero!
Anyway.
Screw F-Zero?
But suffice to say, Nintendo has screwed us this year.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Wii Music! Yeah.
The last great game was Smash Brothers, and
yes,
that was back in June!
No!
What's wrong with you, Nintendo?
That was March.
Oh, yeah.
It was colder than that. It wasn't June.
That's right, it was March.
Yeah.
This is the end of March.
Yeah, yeah. What have you been doing, Nintendo? Catering
I
to the
really
super casual
hope they've
audience?
Been making the next Zelda.
Yeah,
well, yeah, they said they are.
Oh, wait, it's
I'm
the
so
first
sorry.
Year there hasn't been a Zelda game out since 99.
He's right, I think.
What are you talking about?
There's always been some Zelda game or Zelda derivative title, even if it was for the Game Boy, since 1999. There's been one every year until 2008.
That's not true.
That's true.
That's true.
Only if you count the remakes.
I do.
Because Link's Awakening DX was the
no,
only
Link's
thing
Awakening
that...
DX was 1998.
Right, but there was no other Zelda game that came out that year, was there?
We're talking from 99 on.
Yeah, 99 there was no Zelda game that came out.
Oh.
And then
from
2000 to
all the way until 2007, there was one every year. There absolutely was.
At least one every year. And then 2008, they didn't have anything.
Because they almost didn't have one, but then Minish Cap came out, and it...
Yeah.
It was the only one that year, but it pulled it out of the fire. Minish Cap counts, unfortunately.
When did Zelda DS come out?
Same year as Twilight Princess, but considerably later.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't follow it that closely. I don't really care.
It was 07.
Yeah. That was last year.
Yeah.
Either way.
So not 08. Yeah, well, anyways, the point is, where's my Zelda? He's been really... I like Pikmin, but it's not really my priority. I'm jonesing for Zelda. Like, I'm shaking from lack of Zelda. I need a Zelda fix. Bad.
Well, as far as Wii games that we know exist in current time, the only one I'm interested in is Sin and Punishment 2.
Yeah, I'm mainly interested in that, because Sin and Punishment was very interesting.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, but...
when the Wii first came out, it had nothing but amazing.
Mad World.
Well, yeah, but
I don't
know.
About Mad World.
It's
Mad
Sega.
World.
I'm up in the air.
It's not really Sega.
I know,
though.
It's Platinum Games.
I know that they haven't had their debut yet, but I think we can assume that they're going to kick everything's butt, because these are the people that brought us Okami.
I'm making sure to keep a copy of this so I can play it just in case it sucks, and you can go, well, that was...
it has a high chance of sucking if they decide to use the Wiimote, because it's not currently usable. It's only good for pointing. Like, right now, I really think it's only good for pointing stuff.
I have a hope that Nintendo is really just using the Wii to collect a lot of money and produce a really good system next generation.
No. They invented the casual audience and are now top entertainment producers ever.
Yeah.
They rivaled Toyota in Japan as being the number one company in Japan because they invented a new...
A new type of game, yeah.
No, a new type of audience.
That's
buying
what I
a game.
I meant to say gamer. But,
soccer moms buying video games?
Yeah,
what?
It's weird, but... I mean, the Wii is by no means a bad system. It's quite a cool system, and once some people figure it out a little bit more, we're going to have some cool stuff, I'm sure of it.
Or maybe if they, update their internet browser,
the lightsaber game we always wanted is incredibly disappointing and already out.
No, it isn't.
Clone Wars lightsaber duels.
Oh, that came out? I thought it was coming out next year.
Oh, no. That's been out for 6 months. It's awful.
The sequel should be better.
It's been out for 6 months.
It's been out for six
months. It was announced at E3.
It's been out for 6 months. I work in a toy store. I sell it all the time. It's been out for a long time.
Look it up, Keith.
I am.
They announced it at E3. It couldn't have been out that long.
So.
Not 6 months, but still a couple months.
It's been out for a while.
November 11th.
November is not...
November 11th isn't even close to 6 months.
It doesn't matter. It's been a long time. I exaggerate things when I talk.
It hasn't even been due.
You should know that by now, yeah, but the point is it's been out. It's been out. It's been out. It's been out. Ben out. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck can't save you now.
Yeah, you're wrong still.
What is that, the plot from Good Will Hunting?
It's fun when you're wrong, especially about the 2012 stuff.
Look, I'm not wrong about that, but
yes,
we're not
going
to... No, I'm not! No, we're not going into that right now.
You know the Mayan calendar doesn't even actually end in 2012.
Well, then when does it end?
You didn't apparently read it, did you?
No, I did read it in 2012.
You didn't. They have dates that correspond to the future that show other dates. The whole point of the 2012 thing was that was an end of one of their cycles, of which they had many. They were calculating in the future to see when the next cycle would be, but they were too lazy to finish the calendar. But there was no records indicating...
I'm sure that they didn't stop making the calendar because the entire race decided that they were too lazy.
They were trying to calculate when the next cycle would end, and they have other dates in the future pointing to more dates. Like the 3000s, they have that. They have markings of it.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
We're not discussing this in the thing.
Because you didn't actually read it.
It's not worth the time. I have
read
it.
That's what makes it funny.
I still read it.
For the ancient Maya, it was a...
Why are you doing this now?
Celebration to make it to the end of the whole cycle.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter if it's a cycle. The cycle signifies a gigantic...
To render December 21st, 2012 as a doomsday or moment of cosmic shifting... is a complete fabrication and a chance for a lot of people to cash in.
Thank
you. You want me to look up another thing? It's the internet. You're going to be able to find something to back up anything that you want to say.
That was Wikipedia.
I can find something to back up what I... Oh, yeah, because Wikipedia is made by
geniuses. That was a quote from an actual scientist, not from a blogger
who's
saying the end of the world.
You can find other scientists, too, that say the other way.
With bloggers.
Yeah,
but take this part out of the podcast.
I like
right?
scientist quotes as far as podcast quotes. That's
what you want to believe. In 2012, quotes. When the waters come, it'll be over. I don't know about waters. I just kind of pulled that out of my ass.
You're so full of crap.
The sea people. The sea people are coming back.
Kyle changes the subject.
A forecast that mainstream Mayanist scholars consider a misinterpretation, yet is commonly referred in pop culture media as a 2012 problem.
Yeah, it's amusing.
In other words, podcast listeners, Kyle is wrong.
Yep.
No, I'm not. Anyways.
If we don't all die on December 21st, 2012, can we kill Kyle?
I didn't say we were going to. I just said it's a possibility. I'm open to the possibility.
And I'm open to the possibility that a unicorn's going to deliver my mail tomorrow.
Hey.
Unicorns re-existed until Noah didn't put them on the ark.
That's Noah's.
That makes my brain hurt.
Don't go bringing unicorns into this, man. They never did anything wrong.
Ow. Ow. I hate the world flood stories because you know what? The world didn't flood. Mesopotamia did, and they thought that was the world. At the time, that's as far as they knew, that was the world. I mean, hell, England thought they were the center of the world, and that's why we actually put them in the longitudinal point.
Center.
Because they think they were the center first.
So,
they made civilization first.
Back to video games.
With writing.
Besides, the flood didn't really hurt,
good
like,
stuff.
Ducks or fish.
We need to put the fish on the ark! Why am I Arab? That's where I should be. But we think of him as a white guy. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
It's all such crap. He's 900 years old, too, you know. I'm open to the possibility that a guy can live 900 years old.
So am I.
Because so is Noah. Apparently.
Yeah. Maybe they just added a zero by accident in the translation, and he was just 90.
I wonder what else they probably mistranslated, and accidentally.
Okay, let's stop talking about things that'll piss off my girlfriend. And move on to stuff that won't.
Mass
like
hysteria, yay!
Video game.
Oh, have you seen the new Doctor?
I haven't seen him. I know who he is. Matt Smith.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not against them casting a relative unknown. I'm just not really sure how it's going to work out. And I really was hoping on Robert Carlyle. I was really, really hoping. But, I mean, he's a very big name, so...
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't know if they could afford Robert Carlyle. You know what I mean? Because he is a very big name actor.
Carlyle! Carlyle!
Not a Pokemon.
Carlyle is a Pokemon.
I still think the Beltire guy is a Pokemon.
Beltire. Hilarious.
And for the people in other parts of the country that don't know what Beltire is, go to their website.
Beltire.
Don't, because it'd be a waste of
time. Yeah, that really would be a waste
of
time.
Why are we plugging Beltire?
I don't know.
So I don't know.
For this? No? Okay.
No. So.
Don't go to Beltire.
Is there any games we missed as far as being amazing in 2008?
My personal thoughts, what's everybody's biggest disagreements with the critics in 2008?
Little Big Planet. They all thought it was good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, I was...
It's boring.
Just so that I don't repeat Porter's, Silent Hill Homecoming for me. A lot of them said that it was tired. They seemed to alternate wildly. Some of them said that it was tired and way too repetitive and exactly like the others. And the ones who didn't say that it was exactly like the others said that they were upset that they changed it. I personally felt it to be a very fun game. It was very much worth my time and effort, and I thought it was a worthy addition to the series. And this is from somebody who's been playing these games since I was like... Since the first one came out. Let me put it that way. I don't remember when that
so
was.
So obviously your opinion's biased.
My opinion is a little bit biased, but it's not like I'm not capable of hating some of them.
And this way he knows on which he speaks for once.
What?
Well, he knows about all the Silent Hills.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I know
well,
about
the thing
them a
is,
lot,
is
but...
I would tell people that the Xenosaga series is the greatest series of games of all time.
Even
and
though
they're...
three out of the four are atrocious.
Well, no, they're not atrocious at all. It's a fact that they are bad games,
yeah.
But they are my favorite games. So there's
well,
a complete difference.
Let me put it this way. Right here, Silent Hill Origins. This game sucks. It is really, really bad. This game is awful. I will not beat it. It's atrocious. I hate it. So, what I'm saying here is that just because the name Silent Hill is in the title doesn't mean I like it.
Well, if
it
I
has
could...
to also be a good game.
Yeah. It also has to have a number at the end of it.
I guess so.
No, because Silent Hill Homecoming doesn't have a number.
It was originally, what, Silent Hill 5?
Yes, but so was Origins, until they changed it to Origins.
Well, see, Xenosaga's games are bad, but as movies, they're amazing.
I've seen enough of the cutscenes to know, to understand that.
Xenosaga 3 was actually a good game. That battle system was fantastic.
I like what I've played of Xenogears, but I can't even play the first 20 minutes of Xenosaga. That...
Well, Xenosaga 2 is far worse, trust me.
Huh.
2 has the worst battle system ever.
I believe you.
Ever.
So,
I was more disappointed in myself for trying out Wii Music.
Oh,
I can't believe. Why did you? That's bad.
We told you.
My 360 wasn't working. I figured, what the hell? I had a free rental.
And you wasted it on
that? I was
going to
say,
you wasted
it on that. I'd have got the new Wario game, which I still haven't played yet because everyone said it was
that.
Too short.
Everyone
so
said
like,
that, yeah. Well, right. I can see why they'd be disappointed in it being short, because it is just a 2D side-scroller that's on a Wii disc. It should be huge.
It should be the best 2D side-scroller ever.
Yeah.
Which should have been, you know...
But then, with what
they
Nintendo's
been...
Still
messed that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I own that. No, I don't own
I'm
the
talking
new
about
one.
The
Were you
Sonic.
Mean, you mean Were Sonic?
Were
yeah.
Sonic, yeah.
I know.
I know.
Let's make Sonic a werewolf.
It's better than giving him a gun, I guess.
Yeah, it's better than that.
I guess.
You know what I'm really disappointed in lately? Spyro.
Well, he's done.
Well, I know. Well, let me put it... Okay.
He's done.
The original Spyro games, way back, fun, innovative platformers that are not like any other game I've ever played. Very interesting.
Fair enough. Very fun.
Very... although repetitive by the time you get to the third one, still very unique. The new ones are literally just beat-em-ups. Literally. That's all they are.
Well, that's like how Crash Bandicoot is really not...
Crash yeah. Bandicoot anymore.
Right.
Yeah. The original Crash Bandicoot, very innovative, very fun. I want to know who they've put in charge of Crash Bandicoot, Spyro the Dragon, and Sonic. And I want to shoot them all. Not kill them. I want to make that very clear. No murder here. Just shoot them in the foot.
I want to make
a and then maybe
lesson.
Step on the bullet wound and grind my heel in and be like, make a better game! You know. We can do that scene from Reservoir Dogs.
Luckily for me, I care nothing for all of those series.
I liked them when I was a kid. So,
that's
like,
probably,
I have a soft spot for
so,
them.
So
probably
I think,
just as bad as they were then.
To sum up 2008...
Because I still play the old ones on occasion.
To sum up 2008, we had a lot of good games, but a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Mostly on the Wii.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's
ever,
been a lot
go to
of
a
crap.
Best Buy, children, and go to the Wii aisle, and you'll be blinded by the crappiness.
I own literally
she blinded
every good
me
game
with crap!
I own literally every good game, and then several Dragon Ball Z games for no reason.
I own... I own 12 Wii games. Okay, let's look at it this way. I own 12 Wii games, and I can safely say that 8 of those are fabulous. 8 of them. Because I accidentally bought Call of Duty 3 and a few others that are just garbage.
Yeah, Call of Duty 3 is atrocious.
Oh, yeah. It's,
I could have told you that.
It's not good. But I wanted to see how the Wii could handle the first-person shooter when it first came out.
My Wii collection consists of Mario, Smash Brothers, Trauma Center, Manhunt, No More Heroes.
We're actually
you know,
going through this?
Yeah. The only two, they happen to be here. If yours were here, we could do it. Not that kind of do it.
Yummy.
I have the only two good, the only four, I should say, good, mature games. Oh, five. I forgot about The Godfather, which really, it's just a port, so it's not even a Wii game.
You don't have Metroid Prime 3.
Neither is Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
But Resident Evil 4, so really I have the three, there are only three decent M-rated games that were designed specifically for the Wii. And it's Manhunt 2, No More Heroes, and Umbrella Chronicles.
We can't say Manhunt 2 specifically for the Wii because it came out on PS2.
No, they released it, it was purely intended for the Wii. The motion controls were how it was meant to be played. They ported it to the PS2, not the other way around. It was intended to be a Wii game. But,
that's not something you can really port, though, to the PS2.
And then I have a couple of really atrocious games that I have specifically for my little cousins to play, like... Well, Sonic and the Secret Rings isn't atrocious, just the music is.
Yeah.
But,
that was actually a good game.
Spider-Man 3 is god-awful.
Yeah, it is.
Rampage is god-awful. Tomb Raider Anniversary, it tricked me. I keep falling for it. I keep thinking, well, maybe this Tomb Raider won't suck. So then I try it, and it always sucks! They're never good! I'm very, very... I don't know why I keep falling for it.
I can't believe you got tricked into the fact that those would be bad or wouldn't be good because it says anniversary on it, which means you're playing the old crappy games.
Well, they actually completely remade the original game, which is good news because the original game was the least crappy out of them all and it was actually worth the time of day. But the fact that they literally never improved it from there is the problem. Like, you'd think, oh, it's time to remake the game. You know what we should probably do? Let's take out what's wrong with the game, i.e. the fact that you can't control her at all, and that when you're jumping, you literally just jump off cliffs, and you really have no choice but to just jump off the cliff and hope to God that there's something underneath you.
But that was the charm of the game.
That was the charm of the game 15 years ago.
And if it's an anniversary collection, it's not going to be...
It's not an anniversary collection. It is a complete remake of the original game with decent graphics and a new gameplay scheme.
That's horrible.
The new gameplay scheme, the concept of it was, it's on the Wii. Let's make it easier to aim stuff, and let's make the puzzles Wii stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm on board with that. But you know what they didn't do? Fix her angling. Fix the controls, fix the camera, fix anything that was already wrong with it. They took what was wrong originally, they kept it for some reason, and then they crammed in a bunch of new stuff, which caused even more new, unprecedented problems.
I never liked the series, so that's good.
Yeah.
I want to like the series, because I like it in concept, but it's...
You know who I'm disappointed in?
A chick raiding tombs, that's a concept?
Yeah, I just like Indiana Jones, and there's never been a good Indiana Jones game, so it's the closest thing I can get.
Have you tried Indiana Jones Lego? Or Lego Indiana Jones?
Those games
do
suck.
Not speak to me.
You know, now they're making a Lego Rock Band?
That has to be a lie.
It was a rumor, but it might be true. You never know.
I hope not.
You never know.
Good. No,
you never know.
Please tell me you're lying.
That was a rumor. It was.
If anything, they'll do a Rock Band 3, and some of the characters that you can see on the screen might be Legos.
That would be kind of cool.
So the Saw game is gone.
Well, yeah, the developers died.
Yep.
Well, not dead, but, like, they're fired.
Yeah. Which is, I'm looking at it as a blessing and a curse at the same time, because we all know the game is going to suck. But at the same time...
In our crappy economy of 2008, there are a lot of developers that went down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Most notably Free Radical.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they're the ones who made Haze, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were making Star Wars Battlefront 3.
They were making Time Splitters 4, too.
Well, that's a shame. It's too bad that there's no more Time Splitters, but Haze sucked, so it's okay.
But I just find it horrible that a company that made great games until Haze...
Yeah.
The one game, and it took them down. It just... Took them down.
Well, it happens. It happens. Look at what...
I think it was a combination of the poor economy and the fact the game cost a lot to make.
Well, I know that the three of us won't agree that Spirits Within is a bad movie, but look what it did to Square.
I love Spirits Within. But yeah, Spirits Within crushed it like Square.
It did.
Well, it cost way too much to make.
It cost a ton to make, and then almost no one went and saw it. Yeah, so it just kind of destroyed... It's why we have fucking Squeenix today.
They fired the original creator of Final Fantasy because of it, and they were bought by Sony. Yep. Then they still managed to make a couple of good games. They still make good games. They just somehow lost their writers.
Yeah.
But and then now they're bought by Enix, which, you know, they can't write a story, at all.
No, they
don't
can't.
Even know what that is.
Yeah. And then the Activision Blizzard merger.
Well, that was
dropped some games.
Yeah.
Well, that
the
Activision Blizzard merger was a good thing, really. I mean, it was more.
What did we lose out of it, though?
Nothing.
Well, it pushed back Ghostbusters. They kind of went, hey, we have this game that is looking good. We're getting a lot of great press on it.
I'm not for sure that was Atari.
That's who picked it up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Atari picked it up. But they didn't actually make it. They're just distributing.
But they dropped the developer.
I can't believe why. Why would anybody look at Ghostbusters, this game that has the talents of Harold Ramis writing, Dan Aykroyd is in it, Bill Murray is in it. All these people are coming back from the dead to make this movie game with no movie, but you know what I mean? It's Ghostbusters 3. That's what this is. This is the Ghostbusters 3 that we have all been hoping and dreaming for, and they found a way to keep everybody young. Video games, because you CG, you know what I mean? And I love the concept, and I'm just enough of a Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis and that black guy fan to...
Tolkien, I believe his name was.
No,
Tolkien.
Can you guys remember his name?
No.
I thought it was Eddie something.
Shut up. Anyway, that black guy. I love him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I just don't remember his name. It's not because he's black. It's because he's the only one of the four that's not famous from other stuff.
It's all he did, isn't it?
Pretty much. They should have just used Billy D. Williams and saved everybody some effort.
I love Billy D. Williams.
Me too.
Or Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle was like 12 back then.
I don't care. I love him.
He should have been the young one.
Okay. Right. So anyways, I just can't understand why they would look at this game that has good press, good parts making it. It's supposed to be incredibly fun. Just this whole hype thing.
Didn't Activision make it? Didn't Activision make it?
I think it was the other way around.
Well, no, Activision was going to be the one distributing, but they owned the company that was making it.
Yeah.
Who made it?
A small company. I don't remember the name. But it wasn't a major...
Looking up now.
Because it probably isn't even that good, you know, depending on who made it.
I expect that it's going to be at least decent, and I figure that the comedy will pull me through, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
It's like I said, just think about who's lending their voice talents to this.
Apparently they have a release date of June 1st.
Oh, well, that's good to have a release date.
Red Fly Studio? Zen Studio?
It's a small...
Terminal Reality.
Terminal Reality for the 360 one and the PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be getting the PS3 one.
By X Microsoft employee, let's see if they made anything else.
So, games that spontaneously...
4x4, EVO 2, 3D action games such as Blood Rain, and more.
Oh, Blood Rain was fun.
Games developed Iron Flux, Blood Rain 2.
Blood Rain and Blood Rain 2 were good. Iron Flux sucked.
I'm trying to think of anything that's good here. Metal Slug Anthology.
Metal Slug is... They kind of messed that up.
Yeah,
Spy Hunter, Nowhere to Run.
Ooh, dude. Oh, God, no. Ew.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah. It sounds like the only good things they ever did were Blood Rain, and those aren't even that great. They're just fun.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why,
Yeah, maybe.
People don't research their games before they buy them, and then...
Well, I'm just hoping that, like I said, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Black Guy... I just really think that they're going to be able to pull it through. Ernie Hudson!
Ernie Hudson!
Yeah, I said E. Ernie Hudson.
I was right about the E. That got people thinking.
See, I knew I would remember his name. But anyways.
But they're even bringing in the supporting cast.
Everyone except for, what's his name?
Yeah. Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis refused. But well, everybody
he's,
else
he's
is
retired. He didn't want to do anything at all.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
Yeah, it is fair.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
And also Sigourney Weaver declined.
Well, she's Sigourney Weaver. She still has a career.
Is that the one with the boobs?
No, that was, well, yeah.
All right, then.
Anyway, So, games that were announced or supposed, and I read about in magazines, but spontaneously disappeared?
Anything Blizzard ever announces. Because then it comes back to haunt you three years later.
I was going to say Dirty Harry.
Like Diablo 3.
Do you guys remember hearing about Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
Not at all, actually.
There was going to be a new Dirty Harry game, and it was actually to the point where they had a developer and they had a script. And they were going to get the man himself... Clint Eastwood, to voice it. And he was willing to do it. And then I literally never heard about it again. I could probably find the article.
I can't imagine that I would care.
I'm just saying, Dirty Harry. But the Indiana Jones game that was supposed to have the same...
See, you just list movie games, and that's why I
canceled.
That's why...
What, the Indiana Jones game?
No, Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry was it, really.
Yeah,
that's
a shame.
That's why I tune out when you mention... Movie-based
They were supposed to be released in 07.
Because there aren't any good ones.
Well, there are a couple of good ones.
GoldenEye.
I can name off
That's
a few
it.
That are... Dude.
GoldenEye.
Star Wars.
Which one? Which one? There are like a million and 90% of them are garbage.
No, the new one. Good one.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was really good.
But it wasn't based off a movie.
No, but it doesn't have to be based directly off of a movie. The Dirty Harry thing was not based off of the movie Dirty Harry. It was going to be a game with a new plot.
I own the Dirty Harry game.
Starring the character Dirty Harry.
That was supposed to...
Not that Dirty Harry game.
There's a Dirty Harry game for the NES.
That is true.
Yeah, not that awful.
Yeah, I know, but...
It was supposed to be a new...
It was supposed to be a game that take place between the first and second movies.
Yes.
To give more depth to the character.
Yes. And to explain why on earth he quits being a cop at the end of one and is spontaneously a cop again at the beginning of two. Which always bothered me for the last week since I saw those movies. But anyways,
you uncultured.
The game has now officially been cancelled after trouble at The Collective. However, Warner Brothers says they still intend on there being a Dirty Harry game using another developer, but it will not be produced and released for a few years.
The Indiana Jones game was supposed to take place in the 50s prior to...
The crap of a movie that they made for four?
Ah, fuck you. That was a great movie.
No, it wasn't.
That was an extremely fun movie.
I liked it. I don't even like Indiana Jones, and I liked
it. Classic Indiana Jones,
yeah.
Absolutely in every way. And anybody that disagrees has never seen the young Indiana Jones.
Anyone who disagrees hasn't watched any Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
See, you know what I find funny? People didn't like the whole alien angle because they're like, oh, that's weird. That's out there.
It's like, oh, but bro, the Ark of the Covenant that magically melts Nazis. That's a problem.
No,
huh?
Right, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's totally
no,
okay.
No, no. And see, it wasn't the
Immortality Cup. Immortality Cup?
Yeah.
And what's it? Kalima! Kalima!
No, that's the problem.
That's my problem. My problem, it was so much done for fan service, and it wasn't done for... making a just new movie. There was more.
What fan service?
Oh, it's just like when they're.
He doesn't know what he was talking about.
No, seriously.
To Keith
no, right seriously. Now. When they're going through the Area 51 or whatever, and the stuff that they had hidden there, and oh, look, there's the Ark of the Covenant or whatever.
Oh, have you ever seen a Steven Spielberg movie that doesn't reference other Steven Spielberg movies? I mean, literally ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't! Because he does it. So does George Lucas, who was also involved.
The only one that's the closest one would be Schindler's List, but even then you can go, oh, there's Jews in that movie. He has lots of movies with Jews.
My point is, he put E.T. in Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
E.T.
They do that a lot. It's
constant.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with a movie referencing back to the previous film.
And they didn't, like, slap you in the face with it.
They didn't force it to be a part of the plot. It was just sitting there. It was a good gag. It makes the fans go, oh, hey, the Ark of the Covenant. I remember that when that melted some Nazis. That was great.
I mean, the worst thing you can say about Indiana Jones 4, in my opinion, is the fact that he jumps into a refrigerator to save
that's my next point.
Bomb.
Yeah, which was absurd, but what's less absurd? Can you name something from a previous movie that he was, like, not that absurd? Did you watch Die Hard 4?
Yeah.
That was absurd.
How can you call that any less absurd than surviving? It's a movie.
Did I say that it was any less absurd?
It's a movie. Yeah. It's not supposed to be realistic. It's supposed to be fun to watch.
It was.
There was something amazing about seeing Harrison Ford standing there with his hat looking at a nuclear explosion. It was awesome.
It was cool.
Did I or did I not go to that movie and go, I did. Therefore, it was good. Incidentally, since those of you who couldn't see it because it's not visual, I went like this. Oh, crap. I had a really stupid smile on my face.
That's kind of...
The other thing that was really bad about the movie, though, was the chick.
Yeah.
She's the worst actress. She's not even an actress.
She was the worst actress in the world when she was in the first movie.
She was just a person in the movie. I mean, you know.
It's okay, but the first time she was in one of those movies, she was the worst actress in the world back then, too.
That was pretty much the first Indiana Jones film I watched, so.
They're delightful. They're all very fun, and they're all ridiculously out there.
Except
like
for Kali Ma. I did see that.
Well, that one's the bad one.
That was horrible.
That's the one I call the bad one.
Yeah.
The other two were quite wonderful. The best one is still the one with Sean Connery. That one really took the cake.
Yes.
Sean Connery was his dad.
Yeah, it's Sean Connery.
For some reason,
I gathered that from the
dad.
Photograph of Sean Connery and, you know, him being dead in 4, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. Spoiler alert, he's dead. Actually retired. Don't worry, he's alive.
So anyways, games coming out in 2009. What do you guys think?
Sin
and Punishment 2. We've already been over
Resident
that.
Resident Evil 5.
RE5, maybe some point in the distant future, possibly, if they do it on
February.
Time.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. No, March. No, it's early March. Yeah,
if
early
it
March.
Actually happens this
no,
time.
No, it will. The game's been done. They just pushed it back to make sure it was done.
And to remove some
on maybe people. On maybe games that are coming out this coming year?
StarCraft 2. Maybe.
StarCraft 2, maybe.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, I'm still waiting for because
it's saying it might be.
Indiana Jones is going to have the same AI system and the same molecule system that Force Unleashed did, which is why I'm looking forward to it because it has a possibility of being. It's the same team too, so it has a possibility of being a good game because that was good. So that's what I'm
I only
for.
Like the Star Wars game because you got to use the lightsaber in fancy ways.
Well, that's what they're trying to do the same thing with the whip. Like, you can pick which body part you target with the whip and get all kinds of different results.
If the Castlevania guy couldn't do it, I don't predict this team can do it.
We'll see. I think it's worth a thought, is what I'm saying. But the big one for me, Infamous.
That'll be good.
I'm really looking forward to Infamous.
It looks good anyway.
I was looking forward
what was that
to
other? There's
Prototype.
I was going
to
say, there's what...
I was really Prototype. Looking forward to Prototype, but really, Infamous really stole the thunder to me.
Well, Prototype kind of went in the dark. It's like, we don't know what it's doing right
now.
Yeah,
what they're... I mean, I like the concept of Prototype a lot. It sounds like a lot of fun, and like you'll be able to morph into other people, and like...
Halo Wars looks fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it really, really doesn't.
When I was told that it's not going to be for the PC, I was extremely, instantly disappointed.
There's no such thing as a good RTS that's not for the PC.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist. Anything...
Who thought StarCraft N64 was a good idea?
Who? No one.
You can't even play on the internet!
No, you can't.
And, not to mention, the split screen is diagonal. Who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah.
Prototype is looking to be April release. Though the input methods kind of confuse me a little bit.
What do you mean?
It's a 6-axis controller, DualShock 3, 360 controller. Oh, wait, it's coming out for Windows. Okay, never mind.
I was going to say, it's on the PC too, man.
Prototype looks good. I mean, I like the concept a lot, but really, Infamous completely stole its thunder for me. Cause Infamous
so did
looks
Crackdown!
Like, Well, no, what I was going to say is Infamous looks like a combination
of Crackdown.
It looks like Crackdown with a decent plot and with actual gameplay elements.
I don't know. To me, Prototype looks better because it looks like you could do more things than just shoot lightning.
The two new Kingdom Hearts games?
The Kingdom Hearts games,
Well, I don't care for the DS one, but I did buy a PSP to play Birth by Sleep, so we'll see about that.
Yeah, Infamous just has a spring date.
I mean, yeah, with Infamous you just shoot lightning, but with Prototype you get to do all kinds of crazy
stuff. Well,
it's not
just lightning. You can actually fly. You can use the lightning as, telekinesis.
Like
you
I
can
said,
shape-shifting.
You're just Storm without the ability to make tornadoes.
But you're not, though. You're not listening to me. I just named off other things you can do.
She can fly.
Flying. No, but she flies by lifting herself with the wind.
Right.
Oh. The just Beatles.
That's completely unrelated. What?
The Beatles video game. The one based on their music.
What the hell are you talking about? Why is that good?
Keith, why would you be excited about that?
Because they're making Rock Band.
That's like getting excited over a new Sesame Street game.
Dude, Grover's awesome!
I know.
Well, Grover is the shit. Especially when he's Super Grover. And when he was the monster at the end of that book. Ah, I didn't see that coming.
Don't whatever you do turn the next page.
And I occasionally remind them why they like me.
What else have we got that's any good? When's BioShock 2 hitting? I assume it's the year after next.
Yeah, 2010.
Oh, is it really?
I
heard it should have been the end of this year.
I know we've got... Because
the thing is, they already have the engine made. The engine is made. They just have to make the game.
I'm curious, is BioShock 2, are we doing a prequel here, or are they going to try to bring it to land?
They said it was prequel.
I can't see how that can be very fun.
I don't see how that can be called 2.
Right.
Well, I'm tired of that, too, them calling things 2 when they're a prequel. You know what I'm also tired of? Very clearly unrelated sequels. Far Cry 2. Fallout 3.
Yeah.
They really blatantly have nothing to do with their source material.
Fallout 3 does. Fallout 3 has lots to do with the source material.
Okay, it says that it will be released in 2009, but they don't really have a date for it.
That's what I said.
For BioShock 2?
See, that's why Fallout 3 came out so soon, because they just used the Oblivion engine. And it didn't take them very long to make it.
Oh, speaking of which, do we have any news whatsoever on the next Elder Scrolls? Elder Scrolls 5.
I doubt it.
No.
I'm just curious, because I hope it's not another generation from now. Because
I don't know. I doubt it. They've had a team working on it for a while.
Yeah, well, my point is that Morrowind was Xbox, Oblivion was 360, and Daggerfall was before there were systems. So, you know, they take their sweet time, is what I'm saying.
Sims 3 is coming out.
I care a little bit, but I'll never have a computer that can handle it, so I don't care.
Apparently, they're still saying the Saw game's in development.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because Wikipedia is a horrible source for video game information.
Well, when I was talking about the Saw game, the reason that I'm torn about this is because there's no conceivable way it'll be a fun game. They haven't even announced how the gameplay will function yet. I don't know if you are Jigsaw kidnapping people and torturing them.
Or if you're the people getting out.
If you're the people getting out. Maybe you're both. You know, but what had me excited about it is the fact that it's being written and directed by Leigh Whannell and James Wan, who, if you know the Saw legacy, you know, were the original creators of Saw. And they made the first movie and the second movie, those two did, and that's why they were so good.
Why do you keep clicking on crappy games?
Because Keith has bad taste.
He just clicked on Hogs of War 2. Well, I don't even want to know what that is.
I just was wanting to know what type of crap it was, and I didn't even have a thing.
Clicking on bad stuff. Let's see.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah, the Godfather 2 I'm interested in. How is that going to play out?
Probably all the other Grand Theft Auto games.
Well, I like the Godfather 1 a lot. There's a lot more human interaction than in Grand Theft Auto.
I had my fill of the sandbox.
February 13th.
Oh, soon then.
Yes.
There's lots of stuff coming soon. Killzone 2.
Yeah.
Killzone 2.
Still not at all excited about
it. I'm not either. But yeah, people either are, so I figured I'd
mention it. No, we'll mention it.
But these are the same people who thought Killzone 1 was good.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which, of course, it was atrocious. So.
Yeah.
It was graphically superior to what the PS2 could offer.
It was graphically beautiful, but...
No, that was the problem. If you played the game, it's, stuttery, and the PS2 doesn't know what to do with it.
So Final Fantasy?
When's Final Fantasy hit?
Oh, no one knows. That's a joke question.
Yeah.
That's, we know.
To be announced!
Yeah, no one knows.
It's your last chance, Square. It's your last chance. This is your last chance. Up. Yeah, this is, as far as I, this is my the last chance I'm giving them. It really is.
Their games are so pretty, I can't afford not to
buy them. I'll even abandon Kingdom Hearts after this, probably.
Well, I've never really liked Kingdom Hearts other than the battle system.
So. No, I love Kingdom Hearts, I do. I liked 1 and I liked 2, both of them quite a lot, but...
Plots are so bad.
Like, I'm not going to go out and buy a PSP just to play Birth by Sleep.
Well, I wanted Crisis Core also.
I do want Crisis Core.
That's
though.
A good one. That was fun. Bad.
I'll get three. Too. I'll get 365 over 8 days, but I won't get
Mario and Luigi RPG 3.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I've played the first two, and I probably won't stop playing them. Although I might, because the last one gave me a headache. But
new Puzzle Quest game, I think, will be enjoyable.
It's Puzzle Quest. Bite your tongue.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Well, that seems like a one-hit wonder to me. It's like, I love Stardust a lot, HD for the PS3 Stardust HD, but if they made a Stardust 2, I can't imagine I would get it. I don't know why. It would be the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why I like trying out the stuff before it comes out. Oh, wait, there's more games.
What else, what else, what else?
Well, there's Dragon Age. You missed that one.
What's Dragon Age?
Some BioWare game. Guys that made KOTOR.
Oh, okay.
They're doing that before they financially destroy themselves with the KOTOR MMO.
I heard some interesting things about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
About the movie, you mean?
The game.
Yeah, well, you read the joystick article that I did, probably. Yeah.
I didn't read this article.
The fact that basically the director of the game said, or somebody working on the game said that basically he's... can't understand why they've made so many crappy Wolverine games. He basically said, why haven't they made a Wolverine game where you can pick a guy up and just rip him in half? So I'm going to make that game. So,
yeah, because you're Wolverine.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be in any way difficult to kill anyone, ever. Right. You're Wolverine.
Yeah, so that's the game he wants to make.
They're making a Watchmen game.
Don't even talk about it. The Watchmen game is going to be standard video game movie fare, and it's going to suck ass.
Then why do you keep bringing up movie games?
Because some of them have potential.
Ugh.
That is not one of them.
Well, who's making it? You never even look this stuff up.
I don't need to.
Warner Brothers Interactive.
It's on the Unreal... Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's using the Unreal 3 engine.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was like,
it's a good engine, but that doesn't mean anything.
Ooh, it's a brawler. Those usually can't fail. I like a good brawler.
It's going to be really glitchy.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Absolutely guaranteed.
Yeah. Of course, there was the Star Wars game, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
fair.
But... And Electronics Gaming Monthly, EGM, and 1UP are gone.
What? The magazines or the websites?
The magazine's gone. The website's still going to be placed. January was their last issue. It just got announced yesterday.
Wait, so you said EGM and what else?
Well, 1UP is the one who owned them. They got bought out.
Well, good. 1UP sucks. Have you read a 1UP interview? Well, I guess I'm just getting for the past. For
yeah, no.
They're a paragraph long. How do you review a game in a paragraph, 1UP? How? You suck. You deserve to go
sucks?
Under.
You know who sucks? You know who we need to gang together and take down? It's Game Daily.
Oh, Game Daily is the worst.
Game Daily is
not even worth our time.
Yeah. Literally.
I still look every day just to see how bad it is.
You only look because when you sign on to AIM, it automatically opens up.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
I have to click really fast to make sure I don't see it.
Because if you see it, you read it, and then you're very upset.
Yeah, well, I'm at work when I do, so I have nothing else to do. They're like a shoe, but they cost a shit ton of money.
I mean, that may have been good for a chuckle, but...
I think it's funny. I don't understand the people that get iPods and they're like, I got this $300 iPod. Well, how many gigs is it? 8? Really? I got a Zune for, $170 and it's...
Like, an 8... Like, it's 80
gigs.
They're
usually 16. You're usually like...
No, I bought mine for, $250.
Mine was $250 and mine's an 80 gig.
They're still way overpriced.
That's not really at all overpriced. In fact, that's the same as the Zune's 80 gig that we also sell at my store.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Zune was a better price.
Not now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The only thing that can claim, the only thing the Zune outdoes the iPod on is FM.
It has the radio.
Yeah, it does.
Even though analog's dying now.
I don't need a radio.
Exactly.
I can listen to whatever I want to when I want to.
Well, I like listening to sports radio.
Okay, I can do that on my iPod. Yeah, but Keith, yours is an unholy bond of phone and iPod. Okay, are we recording again?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Why are we still recording?
Because there's still more to talk about. I mean, why not? He can edit this together into a shorter...
I'm just going to put it all up.
Keith editing.
Yeah, that's
funny.
It is funny. I had a doable computer.
Listen to Uncle Terry here. College football is a scam.
What the hell is that?
Sports radio.
All right. Open up your mind holes, children. I'm about to drop some knowledge. Now, what I have to say is that the way I feel about college... I'm pretending to be a drunk iPod guy. The way I feel about college... I'm about to drop some knowledge.
Drop, fizz, fizz.
But no, my whole point about the Dexter game was that it's going to be a classic point and click.
Which it won't make it good. I fall asleep during point and click games.
Dexter.
Dexter.
Okay.
Dexter, and not Dexter's Lab. Dexter. serial killer. Dexter.
Yeah, it's going to be just as pointless as the CSI games.
Probably.
Very likely, yeah.
Or the
probably made by
the
same people, actually.
Or the X-Files games.
Hey, there's one X-Files game that is worthwhile, and it is over there and on my shelf.
I don't believe you.
It's pretty shitty gameplay, but it's good X-Files. So, you know.
I don't believe you.
It's like CSI games. It's pretty shitty gameplay, but good CSI.
Look, I know that some of my tastes don't make any sense whatsoever, but I accept them in myself. You should accept them in me. There's a reason I have 14 D&D characters, okay? Jeez. I don't know. You know what I'm excited for but has no announcement and probably got killed by the movie?
What?
Max Payne 3.
There's nothing on Max Payne 3 right now.
Yeah, remember they announced it shortly before the movie came out, and then the movie came out, and then we never heard about it again.
They kind of announced it, but they're working on Alan Wake right now, and Alan Wake for since the 360 came out.
I'm excited about Alan Wake. It does sound very good. I trust them.
We'll see. But no, there's nothing on Max Payne 3 right now.
I know that, didn't they recently give Sony permission to work on it instead of them to start development?
No.
That's what I had heard.
No, they kind of mentioned that they want to do it, but it was a very, very brief interview. It was basically when the Max Payne buzz was all about.
Yeah, before that movie.
And they basically were kind of gauging to see how well the movie did to see if they would even bother with a Max Payne 3.
Well, how did the movie do? I mean, we know it wasn't
that
good.
It did better than
it...
Nicolas Cage's, whatever.
Okay, well, that's
Bangkok
good.
Dangerous.
That's good, then.
Eddie Murphy's film did better than Bangkok Dangerous. That was horrible.
I'm glad.
But no,
the
Max Payne movie oddly did pretty well.
Okay, good. You know, it probably attracted... Well, it was only awful to us because we are fans of the game.
It was awful in the generality that it was awful.
It wasn't that bad.
He followed tattoos around... For half the movie.
Batman did that for 60 years and nobody batted an eye. Max Payne can do it for one movie.
That was worse than Batman logic. That was Iron Man logic. And for anybody who doesn't understand what Iron Man logic is, read the first two comic books of Iron Man and you'll understand. I'm talking the first two comic books.
Way back.
That's as far as you have to go to understand how ridiculous Iron Man logic is. Basically... Where Batman sees things and predicts things, Iron Man just flat out genies them. He just flat out predicts them.
Of course, he's just sitting there entirely by himself.
Yeah.
He's like,
and
the warehouse
solves the mystery. Yeah,
yeah. So, with Max Payne 3, their basic it's about as ready to come out as Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
They're like, we're gonna make one eventually.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever has become the butt end of every video game joke.
Well, Duke Nukem Forever.
I don't know. I think Duke Nukem Forever is battling E.T.
It was for the E.T. actually. At least E.T. came out.
Well, that's because they rushed the time frame to like a month.
I consider E.T. to be a far better game than Duke Nukem Forever because at least it came out. Right? That's one up.
But Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 is going to come out.
You know what I don't understand? How
Marvel Ultimate Alliance sucked ass, so
yeah,
I don't really care.
It really did.
It's a game where you can play as Spider-Man, where you
can't
climb walls.
Oh, way! You can't climb walls!
Then don't put Spider-Man in the game!
You're Spider-Man. That's pretty bad.
What's the number one complaint about Superman games? You can't do super things. What's the number one complaint about Batman games? You can't do what Batman can do. Why is it okay in those games? Why is it not okay
because
in
it's
other
not
video
a
games?
Spider-Man game. It's a Marvel.
Why is he in it?
Yeah, why is he in it?
Don't put him in there! You don't bother with the mechanics. It's not like it's difficult. They slap one of these out every 6 months, and it's okay.
At least you for the people who can't see, he just pulled out Spider-Man 3 for the Wii.
Which is atrociously bad.
Yeah. Yes.
So was the 361.
They all were.
Spider-Man 2 was the only good.
Spider-Man 2 is the only good Spider-Man. I've heard Web of Shadows is actually quite delightful, but I'm afraid to try.
Joystick gave it their underrated game of the year.
That's okay, that's good to hear.
Well, one joystick guy.
Well, no, I
you know
still
I mean.
It's good to hear that at least someone out there. Well, yeah. I'll probably Gamefly it at some point. I don't know. I'm really
How do you like Gamefly?
I'm really disillusioned with it actually, because basically the way it's set up is they don't have nearly enough copies of every game.
I knew that just looking at their website.
To send them to the people that they want to. So basically what it is you have to make this, it's not like Netflix at all. Netflix, you can make a list of movies, you will get those movies, and you will get them promptly, and when you put it in, it's seriously like, I just put mine in the mail on Monday.
Oh, you see
right there are three new ones sitting right there.
Oh, I love Netflix.
It's fast, it's simple. I figured that Gamefly would probably not be as good, but at least that I would get the games I asked for.
No.
But you don't get them, you don't get them in the order you want them, and you don't get the ones you want. Basically, you put in a list, and you hope that maybe the next game they send you might be one of the ones that you want to play.
Well, all you had to do was go on their website for like 5 minutes and see out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. And
it's not, why is it that hard? Why is it so hard? You run out, you buy some more. It's not like they don't have enough customers. They make plenty of money.
Yeah.
There's no reason that they can't keep them in stock.
That's the worst part about it. The only reason I stumbled upon their website is because they do also sell these games.
Yes, they do.
So
yeah.
That's why.
And they sell them for fairly reasonable prices.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I saw a good price on a game I wanted, and then I clicked on it, went to the site, out of stock.
Yeah. They don't
I browsed around the site a little more and saw nothing but out of stock, out of stock. So apparently their business model is to make sure they don't have anything.
Yeah. My strategy for buying Fallout 3 is going to be to click the buy it button, so they'll just send me the manual and
box,
yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. It'll be cheaper, too. It's good. They count the money that you paid that month to rent it towards the total when you do that.
Well, that's kind of good.
No, it's a good...
That might be why they're always out of stock.
Well, it's good in theory. It's good in theory, but like you just said, that's probably why they're always out of stock, and that makes this entire thing a spectacular waste of time.
Yeah.
If I am paying you monthly to make sure that I have the games I want, because that's the way I'm looking at this, is that I am paying them every month to perform a service for me. That service is you give me the games I want. If you don't have them, I should get my fucking money back for that month.
Yeah, well, it's a bad service.
I love Netflix. The only reason I still have it is because it's better than coughing up $60 every 2 weeks for a new game. Yeah.
Well, that was last year, because last year every 2 weeks a new good game did come out.
Yeah, that was a problem.
But this year we don't really have that.
No, we don't have a lot.
We have two amazing Capcom games coming out in a two-week span, though.
What's that?
Resident Evil 5 and Street Fighter 4.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I'll just ignore Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 4 comes out February 10th, and Resident Evil 5 comes out
RE5, I'm going to have to get it the day it comes out.
Definitely. I want to ignore Street Fighter 4, but I am such a diehard Street Fighter fan, I don't think I can.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're the same way I am about Metal Gear.
There's a way we could have gotten the demo.
Of what?
What?
RE5.
Well, why didn't
you? Well, yeah, for 360, you just have to make your Xbox a jet box.
Yeah. Just say you're from Japan.
Yeah.
Use a little one of the free trial cards and download it.
Yeah.
Then they went, oh, shit.
No, but
they stopped that, though. You can't even get the demo now.
I'm very highly disappointed in... it was something to do with Resident Evil. Hold on. I'll find it.
You guys go.
All the movies, any game before 4. I could go on.
No,
and he could.
Oh, it was just the fact that 5 is literally just going to be 4, but with black people.
Oh, I'm okay with that. Because I really wanted to shoot black people. No, I'm kidding. That
was a joke. He was kidding, we swear. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, I just hate what they did with that game and how the news bashed it so much.
Yeah, that was really disappointing to me. But the thing that really, really is kind of bugging me about it is that there's no innovation anymore. They never change anything from one sequel to another. And because they're Capcom, now they're just going to make 4 Resident Evil 4s before they come up with something different again.
I'm okay with that. I bought Mega Man 9,
it.
For God's sake.
Yeah,
I
you did,
Mega
didn't
Man
you?
9.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I
when
bought Mega Man 9,
When they do something
too.
Right, I want it again.
Which is why I wanted Banjo-Kazooie 3. Not
See?
Nuts and bolts. Okay, no, fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, when you do something right, you don't want to stop.
No, I guess you don't.
I mean, otherwise you get a 3D Street Fighter game. We all saw how that went.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of people don't remember that. It was Street Fighter EX for the PlayStation 1. They made 2 more of them, and we don't know why.
It's
they're like, it'll work.
It's like
promise.
Those Zelda games that we don't
they don't exist, Keith.
No,
Keith
exist.
Is referring to the CDI games where you actually play as Princess Zelda and try to find the Wand of Gamelon. It does not exist.
When you read as much game news as I do and hear this kind of thing, it's like... Because they mention it so much.
What, CDI Zelda?
It just gets to the point of wanting to, you know, throw up.
You know, I actually kind of want to play it, just to experience it. But there's no CDI emulators.
No.
I kind of want to play the Atari ET just to say, well, I've played it.
Oh, I've played it. I have legitimately played Atari ET.
If you go to Nevada and have a really good drill, you can find it in the desert.
I don't know if that's true.
It
or
is true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's New Mexico.
Oh, it's New Mexico. Okay.
Yeah. You're seriously, just buried.
Yeah, and
in
actually,
the
somebody did that as a music video.
But no, I
have it on my computer. I will pop it up.
I know that NBC
no.
did a report
no.
on
Keith,
it
not now.
That year.
Keith, not now.
I'm not.
It'll kill it. So.
I think we're going to have to end this pretty soon anyways. We're about at an hour and a half.
Oh, but there's so much more to talk about for next year.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, I know.
Not a lot.
I was just being sarcastic and being bad at it.
We won't know anything until E3, usually.
Hey, maybe I'll try to get us all there.
Didn't we try this once before?
No, because they changed it before. We
oh, no, that's when it got EAIDS.
Yeah,
right.
That's when it got EAIDS.
It still kind of has EAIDS.
It's recovering.
Well, not, they want
they put it on the cocktail of drugs.
They want to recover it, but a lot of the developers are really getting pissy about the whole show, so many of them aren't even deciding to show up.
Ah, gotcha.
Basically, they want to just have their own shows and just do it that way, because it's cheaper and they get all the screen time, and you know, that's what Nintendo did.
Yeah.
I mean, they still went to E3, but they were like,
hey, look
at
us.
Awful, and this is the worst E3 ever.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I ever saw.
Alright.
The single most disappointing day of my life.
Yeah. I never want to watch E3 again because of that, to be honest with you.
All right, well, so signing off then?
Signing off!
All right, this is Kyle Fulton, Ryan Porter, and Keith Dotson for Start Button News?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, news. Start Button News. Happy New Year.
Start Button Rant.
Start Button, yeah. Happy New Year.
May it be full of not too shitty games.
It might be. Ah, the apple froze. I love it.
So do we have to do it again?
It's like, no, it just keeps going and it won't.